bringing it into one, because crystals and hot dogs, it definitely made sense, you know? Yeah. My name is Misty.
My name is Anwar.
And this is Rosewood.
Local Eatery.
And Sundream Collective.
We met through mutual friends, but actually at Buffalo Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Randomly enough, met at Buffalo Joe's. Yeah. 10 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
We actually had Sundream Collective open first. And we were in the process of wanting to open another business with food. Yeah. And we were looking at different buildings downtown. And we thought, we just had this pivotal moment one night. Like, why don't we just have it in the same building? Because we always wanted to own a business, but we didn't want to not be together when we owned it. We didn't want to not see each other. Yeah. So being able to combine both of our passions and bring it into one building and just kind of create a diverse moment where people could come in and just shop or just eat. So it was just kind of our thought processes was just bringing it into one, because crystals and hot dogs, it definitely made sense, you know? Yeah. I mean, we moved away, we were gone for 5 years, and we just wanted to be back home while our friends and family were still here. And we just always had this passion to open a business in our hometown.
Yeah.
You know, we've been several places, we've lived other places, mm-hmm. and anywhere we've ever been, we've truly felt like the downtown is the heart of the community. Anytime we've ever gone to a new place, we always want to go see and start, you know, where do we start? It's downtown. We really wanted that sense of community that comes along with being downtown and being able to help with foot traffic and just, we love the old buildings. You know, that was another charm of just having the old buildings that are just so beautiful and mostly for the community that downtown brings.
Yeah.
Growing up here, I just feel like it's got a lot more diverse things, you know, between food, boutiques, eclectic shops, people living downtown, Airbnbs. There's just a lot happening downtown that I feel like wasn't happening when I grew up here.
A lot of growth.
Yeah, a lot of growth.
What is a gourmet hot dog? Mm-hmm. That's what people always ask. What makes a gourmet hot dog? And gourmet to me is just...
High quality ingredients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we give high quality hot dogs a new name. Mm-hmm. Got to be the slaw dog.
That's his
that
favorite.
Is my favorite item.
Yeah.
Something about the slaw and the chili together. Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm. I like the nostalgic feel of it. Like it makes you feel like a kid. It takes you back to times where it was just like careless. Mm-hmm. And you get to kind of rekindle that moment when you have a hot dog. Mm-hmm.
My favorite hot dog is the street dog. And then my other, like my main favorite thing is probably our Powerball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting the thumbs up over there. So I usually have a favorite crystal at the moment where there's some certain crystal that's my favorite at that time. One of my favorite crystals just in general is a clear quartz. My favorite crystal I have right now on my shelf is gonna be a black obsidian spear that I have.
Mine's a tiger.
He likes tiger's
eye. I love it.
That's his favorite.
Before
Blind Pig
was here, we weren't living here at the time, mm-hmm. so we saw pictures of it, but we never got to actually be
experience it. Yeah, but Blind Pig was in this building before.
So when we first got in the building, there was nothing in here, just wide open. Mm-hmm. And the first thing you saw were our rafters. Wooden rafters up top. Mm-hmm. So that was one piece that we kept. Mm-hmm. And a lot of
the exposed brick.
Yeah.
We really wanted to just kind of keep our decor and our whole vibe just kind of simple. We really felt like the building was decoration. Mm-hmm. So keeping the exposed brick, the skylight, these are the original floors.
Up front, we got the original paint.
When we started painting, we actually were going to go all the way to the top. And if you notice in the front where it says Rosewood, we actually stopped a little over halfway up the wall to keep the original paint. That was intentional so that we could preserve a part of that history of all the different colors this building has been over the years. We really want to create this, you know, Friday night downtown is the place to be kind of vibe. There's already several businesses that are currently open on Friday nights and Saturday nights. And so it would be awesome to be known for, you can, if you don't have any plans or if you want to just get out of the house, that you can always do something downtown. Yeah. You can come eat, you can shop.
You can walk around. Go different places. It's the only place in Paris that you can walk around and go to
multiple
20, 30 different places. Mm-hmm.
And with the lights and everything on the fountain, it's just very family friendly. It's great to see all the families. So we would love to keep seeing businesses opening later and expanding hours on the weekends so that when people do come downtown to eat, that they can go shopping and have some other fun things to do. We loved the concert series.
Yes.
I think
the 903 concerts.
Yeah. That was perfect. Amazing. Yeah. I thought that was something so new and so fun for people to do. And we love the Pumpkin Fest. That was a lot of fun. We love any reason that they shut the streets down for downtown. Yeah. Any event that they do where they shut the streets down and they bring people to promote walking foot traffic is our favorite.
Yeah. And you look out the windows and just see people walking in the road.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Because then they can actually take the time to see what businesses are here, what businesses, you know, have been here, and just get a different feel versus just driving by in your car. So I would say it did surprise me, but it didn't. But I mean, I expected it. But just how hard every business owner downtown works to make downtown what it is. It truly is the people that own the businesses and, you know, work for the businesses downtown that are the ones that are making events happen, that are, you know, supporting each other and promoting themselves and, you know, just making sure that there's always fun things happening downtown. A lot of the events that are hosted downtown are created and done by just
business
a business owner.
Of downtown, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you go to any business and you see the owner there.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare in most businesses.
So I love that.
Mm-hmm. I love that part of it. I see downtown Paris being one of the just niche small town places that you want to stop at.
Yeah.
Anywhere, if you're going to Broken Bow, if you're going to Dallas or just passing through, I think you're going to want to stop in Paris.
Yeah. I see more buildings being occupied. I see just more diverse things. I see more people living downtown. I do see, you know, I mean, I've heard rumors we're getting a hotel downtown. So things like just more foot traffic, I would say more foot traffic and more buildings being occupied.
Yeah, I see every building downtown in 5 years being occupied. Yeah.
And that was the thing for us. You know, downtown used to just be like the initial buildings around the fountain. That was downtown. And I feel like now even us, for example, we're expanding the downtown. You know, cool businesses are starting to open and have been open on the side streets, and people are realizing that there's more to Paris's downtown than just the immediate square, and that we're growing downtown by opening new businesses. This being our first year of being open, and we're just very humbled by the support that we've received, and there's truly nowhere else we would have wanted to open a business than being in our hometown, and that we just really appreciate the support that downtown has brought us and the support that just
Paris in general.
Would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I would rather fight 100 horse-sized ducks.
No, duck-sized.
Duck-sized horses.
Yeah, and I was the opposite. I would rather just take on the one big duck.
Because I can kick a duck.
Wait. Ducks are scary.
But a horse is big, too. Yeah.
Next time on Meet the Downtowners.